بسم الله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يحب المقسطين. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله: الإمام العادل، وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله عز وجل، ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد، ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرقا عليه، ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال: إني أخاف الله، ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه، ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى له ما تنفق يمينه، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه الشيخان. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. On the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, and that Allah Ta'ala has made us in the Ummah of His beloved Habib Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif, with its hadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a great form of guidance and hidayat. We take lesson today from a hadith that with the kind of heat, beginning of the heat being experienced, we may be able to value more the ni'mah of shade. In this dunya, when there is extreme heat, outdoor event, and there are a limited amount of spaces for those who will be in shade covering, maybe a tent or a gazebo that is pitched, and the rest would have to stand in the sweltering sun. The VIPs of that day are given the honor of the shade of that covering. So can we picture on the day of Qiyamah, the hadith Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, the Sahabi radiallahu an, great sacrifices, had dedicated himself entirely to be around Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn and benefit from the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such sacrifice, such exertion, that sometimes because of the pangs of hunger, he would fall unconscious and people would perceive him to be afflicted with epilepsy, but it was nothing other than severe pangs of hunger. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are seven select people, call it the VIP categories, the G7, of the plains of Qiyamah, that is far more noble than anything of this dunya. Honor and dignity in the true sense of the word can be found only and solely in Islam and adherence to the commands of Allah ta'ala. No amount of wealth, worldly status, opposition that a person can give the honor and esteem that comes with Islam, even in the utmost simplicity. So on that day of when the sun, as we learn in other hadith, will come just 1 mile above the heads of creation, and people will be drenched in perspiration to different parts of their bodies, the only shade on the plains of Qiyamah, only one and nothing else, will be the special shade of Allah Azza wa Jal cast by the great throne and the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. This hadith mentions seven. There are other narrations that speaks about other categories. May Allah reward the scholars of hadith. Allama Ibn Hajar Rahimahullah Al-Asqalani has compiled a great commentary on the Bukhari Sharif, adherent to the Shafi'i Madhab, a great compilation, Fathul Bari. Emanating from this, he has compiled an entire small little booklet mentioning all the various other categories as well, who have been given this great glad tiding of the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala, but in this hadith at least. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says the first of them, just run through the hadith firstly, and we listen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we do so with the utmost of humility, respect and reverence, as if we are listening to it directly from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one of the great huquq and rights of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is extreme humility, respect, reverence and honor. First category, Al-Imam Al-Adil, a just ruler, a person in a position of who rules and commands with total fairness and justice. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That youngster, that youth, who was nurtured in the prime years of youth at the pinnacle of one's physical, mental, and other forms of strength, all of those were channeled in complete obedience to Allah and abstention from His prohibitions. One of the questions on the Day of Qiyamah, a specific question will be about our youthful years. In what activities and pursuits did you expire that precious and valuable phase of your life? Number three, that person whose heart is strongly attached like a permanent fixture to the masjid. The masjid is a person like a fish in water. Consistency, punctuality, performing all the salahs in the masajid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives such a great glad tiding when you see a person frequenting the masajid for the performance of salah, then go ahead and testify to the sincerity and truthfulness of that person's iman. Remember a number of years ago when I had the honor of performing Salatul Taraweeh in Spain, in Madrid, there was a youngster of Moroccan origins, name was Abdullah, used to take an underground train and travel 45 get salah with jama'ah. And because of the distance and expenditure would spend from Asr till Isha, but never missing a single salah in the masjid in Jamaat. So that person whose heart is linked and strongly attached to the masajid. Number four, those two people, believers, who love each other only for the pleasure of Allah. No ulterior motives. We love each other as believers. The initial meeting is for the pleasure of Allah. They're separating from each other at that time also. That niyyah is intact, that it is only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We do meet friends, relatives, make this niyyah that we are meeting them as believers or as relatives that Allah strongly encourages and joining family ties for Allah's pleasure. And that visit becomes a great form of ibadah. رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ. And this is a quality, I speak for myself and all of us, when there is such rampant immodesty being propagated in the strongest of terms, literally in the palm of one's hand, every turn of the eye, that person who was invited to committing haram, to zina, by a woman, not just an ordinary woman, who was extremely wealthy, beautiful, and of a high-ranking status. The commentators here, similarly, would be the reward for a woman who may be in desperate poverty, is lured and tempted to forsake her honor and dignity, maybe even in the desperation, but she refrains for the pleasure and the love of Allah Ta'ala. And at the critical juncture, this person says, Inni akhafu Allah. Verily, I fear Allah and abstains from that haram. For subduing the heat of passions, Allah will give the coolness of the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. That person who gives sadaqah so secretively, spending on the poor, the destitute, the orphans, wallah, there is severe poverty in our country. Great opportunity to gain the mercy of Allah Ta'ala continuously and show the beautiful face of Islam. So that person who spends sadaqah, the very word sadaqah means truthfulness. It is one of the great signs of a person's sincerity and truthfulness of belief, knowing that what I spend, Allah knows, Allah Ta'ala will reward abundantly, but does so secretively that the left hand is not even aware of what the right hand spends. When Allah Azza wa Jal created this earth, it began to shake profusely. And Allah Azza wa Jal pegged it down with mountains. Time and again, Allah Ta'ala speaks of this phenomenon. Ponder and reflect on Allah's greatness through His creation. One of the five core themes in the Quran is reflection, pondering and taking lesson of Allah's greatness through His creation. When the Malaika saw this mighty creation of the mountains going deep into the earth, pegging the earth down, they said, "Oh Allah, is there any of your creation more powerful than these mountains?" Allah said, "Iron," because we know iron can cut through mountains, roads, etc. Made anything more powerful than iron? Allah Ta'ala said, "Fire," because we know it can melt iron. Anything more powerful than fire? It is water. The force of water, Allah, water, fire, wind, air, they can be absolutely beneficial, but when Allah Ta'ala wishes, can turns that into the very form of punishment. Anything more powerful than water, Allah Ta'ala says, yet it is the powerful winds, hurricanes that can cause huge waves in the oceans, for example. And then they say, is anything more powerful than those very strong blowing hurricane winds? Allah Ta'ala says, more powerful than that, Ibn Adam, a human being who gives sadaqah and does it so secretively that the left of what the right hand does, let us never underestimate the power of amal and actions. And lastly, that person who remembers Allah when all alone, and none but Allah can see that person, then either out of the fear of Allah, love of Allah, enthusiasm, appreciation of deen, love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person sheds tears and cries when none but Allah can see that person, is guaranteed the sanctity of the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala on the day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are certain eyes that will forget enter, will not even be brought close enough to look at the fire of Jahannam. Those eyes that stayed awake to guard the wealth and property of the Muslims, hirasa, those eyes themselves from looking at haram, lowered the gaze from haram. And those eyes that shed tears, even a small amount for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. The first of these categories, Al-Imam Al-Adil, a just ruler, would incorporate any form of position, leadership or authority. And that person knows, it may seem that I am totally in charge and no answerability to anybody. But the answerability is to Allah, the greatest of judges. So whether it is in a management position, the owner of a business, regarding those in our domestic employment, to the extent our family members, our children, fairness, equality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those who had exercised fairness and justice will sit on mimbars of nur, such honor and dignity that people will envy them, that they would be fair and just when judging, when arbitrating in matters of their businesses, in matters of those in employment, in matters even to the extent of fairness and equality between the treatment of their children, they will have this great honor. And no examples can be found better than the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala in particular. Amazing incidents in his life of fairness and justice. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is Amirul Mu'minin. He has a difference with a Sahabi, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, and they come for judging. The judge, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, one of the great ulama of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, to judge the matter between, and remember, he is appointed by Amirul Mu'minin, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-An. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an and Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu an come as litigants, then naturally he shows respect, the judge. He honors Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, ends up from his place and asks Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an to sit there. What does Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an say? He said, this is your first injustice. We have come as litigants, so be exactly equal between the two of us, and called the one with whom he had a dispute to sit right next to him, fairness and equality. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is on his way to Jerusalem when the patriarch and the senior Christian priest said that if the Amirul Mu'minin comes himself, we will hand over the keys without a fight. Amazing incidents on that journey. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala in absolute humility, simplicity, clothing that had many patches, passed through a place that had muddied water, his clothing was covered, some stains of mud. His generals dressed more pompously and ride a greater conveyance than the simple conveyance that they were riding. And he said, Allah, we were the most downtrodden and the most degraded of people on earth. And Allah has given us our honor and dignity through one thing and only one thing only. And that is Islam and adherence to the injunctions of Islam. That is the sole means of honor and dignity. And he says golden words, مَهْمَا تَطْلُبُونَ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. The moment you seek honor and dignity in anything other than Islamic teachings, Allah will degrade and humiliate you. And as they're about to enter Jerusalem, all throughout the journey, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and his slave, one conveyance at the outset, I will ride for a while and then you and you walk, but exact same amount, you will ride and I will walk. When they got close to Jerusalem, it was the turn of the slave to ride in Jerusalem. The slave said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, now you have to ride. I happily forsake my turn for you. He says, no fairness and justice. It is for you. He says, I am honoring you. What a statement, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says. The honor that Islam has given us is more than sufficient. The honor that Islam and adherence to it has given is more than sufficient. And they enter in this way, a slave riding Amir al-Mu'mineen, a leader of a great part of the earth, walking with his humility into Jerusalem. The patriarch, the residents are elated and they said, if this is the fairness and justice he shows to his slave, then definitely he is the most rightful person to hand the keys over without any fight, for he will never ever oppress us. So Allahu Azza wa Jalla grant quality of fairness and justice, and will be given the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne on the day of Qiyamah, a fair and a just ruler, a obedience of Allah, that person whose heart is strongly linked and attached to the masajid, two people who meet, greet and separate only for the pleasure of Allah, that person who is invited towards committing zina and adultery on a golden plate, forsakes for the fear of Allah, that person who all alone remembers and loves, who gives sadaqah, that the left hand is not aware of the right, what the right hand has given. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to take banner of da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. A few important announcements is that, alhamdulillah, we have this opportunity, this honor, I would call it, on a weekly basis, contributing to the masjid, the house of Allah. Let us continuously do that. And then we know there are the poor, the destitute, some maybe outside the masjid. So some effort, great effort was made to try and facilitate, inshallah, collection. There will be a separate collection box as from this week onwards that we can give towards, inshallah, that would go to helping, assisting those who may be here, others in poverty and destitute. And remember that contribution will only be lillah and sadaqah. So if we want, we can contribute towards that, inshallah, and it would eventually be given in the form of food hampers or other ways, whatever needs there are, to those who are less fortunate than us. And then, inshallah, as far as traffic arrangements are concerned, may Allah reward those who are making an effort in this regard. So to facilitate ease, inshallah, Marika Road will be a one-way up towards the masjid as from this week or next week, inshallah. And Komati Road, the one right adjacent to the masjid, first left, will be a one-way leaving and going out of the masjid. Let us try and adhere to that, inshallah, and make it easy for all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Also very fortunate, inshallah, next week Saturday, not tomorrow, next week, second Saturday from now, a very senior alim who Allah is using, mashallah, especially amongst the youth, amongst many, many people, will be rendering advices next week, Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah at the masjid. Mullah Dawood Siddat from Albert Falls near Maritzburg. Next week, Saturday night, very important advices, inshallah, after Maghrib.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه أيها المسلمون فقد قال الله عز وجل إن الله يحب المقسطين فالله عز وجل يحب العدل أن يعدل الإنسان في أحكامهم ما ولوا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله: الإمام العادل وعبادة الله عز وجل، ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد، ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه، ورجل دعت امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال: إني أخاف الله، صدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمين، ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البخاري ومسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرض، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم فك أسار المسلمين، وتقبل شهداءهم، ورأي أيتامهم وأراملهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بقدرتك ومنك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل، تقاربوا. And filling the gaps between our shoulders, stand as close as possible. One of the means of unity in the Ummah is to stand as close as possible, leaving no gaps between our shoulders. So fill in the gaps and ensure that the hills are in a straight line. اعتدلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحكى فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى النبه الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل قد وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام عليك السلام الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة وصل اللهم على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.